This is the download edition of World Business Report, the Wall Street update for Tuesday, the 20th of January. I'm John Bithrie. This is set to be a huge week in the short history of Europe's single currency. A decision to launch a new 500 billion euro stimulus program is widely expected on Thursday. Some say it's what's needed to save the euro. Others warn it could undermine German support for the single currency. So, if the ECB goes ahead with quantitative easing, will it push the value of the euro down against the US dollar? It's a question I put to our regular markets watcher, Joe Saluzzi, from Themis Trading in New Jersey.
Well, I think what's happening now is that the market is anticipating a certain level of a program, and the number I keep hearing is around a half a trillion or so. If they anything less than anything less than anticipated is actually going to maybe even strengthen the euro, but it would actually hurt the stock market. Anything more than anticipated could weaken the euro further, but also, then we'll see how the effect on stocks is. But I think right now the problem is the ECB doesn't seem to have the same ability to do what the Federal Reserve and the U.S. did when the Federal Reserve basically left an open-ended quantitative easing program, which stocks love. I don't think the ECB can do that due to various constituents and various, rules that they have there. So the market is hesitant. But, again, I think if it's bigger, and one thing that we always talk about here is that the market loves free money. And if you give them free money, they're going to the stock market in that matter will rise. So if it's bigger than anticipated, the stock market will rise and the euro will fall.
Any other corporate news for us, Joe?
I think the only other thing actually politically is that the President of the United States is coming out with a State of the Union tonight, and there was some talk about potential tax rises, particularly capital gains tax raises, which could affect markets if it's more than anticipated again. Although we've got a Congress which is now Republican-led, and all the story now is they would pretty much fight any sort of tax increase. So, but definitely something to keep an eye on.
And oil, I think, already trading at these lows, falling again today.
Down another 4.5% to, West Texas oil was $46.50 on the close, and that's, continuing its slide. And lately, the stock market doesn't like when oil goes down, especially in that kind of rapid fashion. And it's certainly spooking people. And the question still is whether or not is it a supply concern or is it a demand concern? And, if it's supply, the market doesn't seem to mind. If it's demand and that there's not demand due to the lower growth across global economies, well, that's a major problem. And the jury's still out on as to what's going to happen there.
Joe Saluzzi from Themis Trading in New Jersey. Well, on Wall Street, the Dow was little moved at 17,515 points. The gold price at $1,295 an ounce. You've been listening to World Business Report from the BBC World Service. For more news and analysis, download Business Matters, our daily hour-long mix of current affairs and debate, published at breakfast time in Asia and Europe. We debate key trends in the worlds of work, politics, technology, and the environment. Find it at bbc.com/podcast. You can also follow us and get our latest audio at twitter.com/BBCWorldBiz and talk to us on Facebook at facebook.com/BBCBusiness.